Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief, brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. MSA paid tribute to Ethan Aruda, the 17-year-old who was stabbed to death over the weekend at a house party. A post on the school's social media account said, quote, "Our MSA family is devastated at the loss of our beloved student, Ethan Aruda, class of 2025. Our counselors have been joined at MSA by counselors from other schools to support students and staff who are completely shaken by this senseless act. The counselors will be on site at MSA for the rest of the week to help students process this horrific tragedy." Tributes poured in from the student body. From just a few of the many tributes, you can see what a special young man Ethan was and how much he was loved. Some of the posts said, quote, "Ethan, you were the kindest and sweetest person. Every time we talked, you would make me laugh, sleep in peace." Others said, "Rest easy, forever loved, and you were the most joyful and kindest soul here." Furthermore, the Premier of St. Kitts and Nevis, Premier Brantley, was on the island and he held a town hall meeting for the people of Bermuda who were interested in Nevis. Now, he said previously in a press release, quote, "Our diaspora is uniquely positioned to help our country grow. With the right policies, we can encourage those connected to us to return, invest, and help us realize our shared potential." The Premier invited all interested Bermudians to attend the town hall meeting to learn more about St. Kitts and Nevis, its future, and the opportunities for Bermudians to reconnect with their heritage. Now, he also mentioned how 50% of Bermuda's heritage and ancestry is actually in St. Kitts and Nevis. In the meeting held at Christ Anglican Church Hall in Devonshire, he outlined the benefits and opportunities Nevis offers for Bermudians, including investment prospects and easy residency options for those seeking to deepen their ties with the Caribbean nation. And in your sports-related news coming from the World Gazette, teenager Sarai Fisher has won 5 medals at the USA Sport Karate Champions and Elite World Championships. After qualifying at the North American Championships in Las Vegas in March, 14-year-old Fisher was one of the youngest martial artists competing at Daytona Beach in the 14 to 17 age group, including against boys who just turned 18. On the first day of competition in the Elite World Championship, Fisher won silver in the traditional weapon competition, with gold taken by an 18-year-old young man in a tight verdict. The two clashed again in traditional forms, with Fisher shocking her older opponent, with 2 of the 3 judges awarding her the gold medal and entry into the prestigious Champion of Champions competition. Fisher also picked up silver in the creative weapons category, with that event not even practiced in Bermuda. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.